Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with daddy magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on the jeans. And you're an orgasm addict.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning into The Screw with Felicia Rosanello. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I feel, you know, like I'm here and I'm present. I just got super high outside. So this is always my thing, right? Why I try to get high a little bit earlier is so by the time I hit start and I have to hit record and I have to, like, light everything up, that I'm a little less high. But still high. But yeah. We, like, chatted for too long to the point where I was like, I had already been high for like an hour. So I needed to go and refresh. Yeah. And I didn't want to bleed the entire, like, booth rental time. Because, like, we've almost done that once or twice where I had it for 2 hours, but the podcast had to be 35 minutes because we didn't start until, like, the last quarter of it. So, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a good week. I'm doing all right. It's funny because I had so many consistent weeks that were, like, really solid. And then I had something, like, piss me off on Saturday. And I was like, oh, this is what it's like to, like, be angry. You know, like, I hadn't been angry or sad or mad for like, a decent while, right?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like this fun little, not fun, it wasn't fun, but it was this interesting kind of moment where I had to, like, make a note of it. I was like, oh, that's actually great. Like, the fact that this is, like, noteworthy, because it had been a lot of good happening instead of a lot of bad, which I feel like last year it was the opposite. I felt bad more than I felt good when it comes to just how things were going, if we will.
Yeah.
So it's nice to feel like things are back in a positive direction, and there's only little hiccups here and there, you know?
I do. I mean, it always sounds so simplistic, right? To, like, review. Mm. I mean, what we say, like, kind of taking the temperature, the pulse of, like, how you are in the world. But it's really does just come down to, did you have more happy or more sad moments? And then what modification needs to happen to kind of, like, switch that up, you know? And that's usually what I try to ask myself. I mean, like, this, like, when it's not kind of outside world influences that none of us can do anything about, that's the unfortunate, like, crux of this life. Like, even if you're feeling yourself, the world might not be feeling you. So
true. That's true too. That is a good point. That is a very good point. I have a lot going on. I didn't even think about it. I get my smile will be restored, at least, like, a temporary restoration, which is exciting. Like, I'm so fucking excited to just smile, like, my full smile.
On Valentine's
and
Day.
And not have my face tilted. Yeah. That's... And then Yellow Jackets comes out that day, the new season, which I'm obsessed with. So that's how I'm spending the evening. It's, like, snacks and Yellow Jackets with a friend.
So I watched the first episode of that probably, like, a year ago. And I think I pretty much understand what, like, like, it's about, like, cannibalism, isn't it? Oh, you can't tell me.
Well, now we're going to have to put,
it's a spoiler.
Well, no, we're going to have to put, like, a warning, like, a spoiler warning. So it goes into, like, some pretty cool places. I don't want to spoil it too much, but okay. It definitely, like, that's a piece of the puzzle. Yes. Like,
that's a piece of the puzzle.
I think
that's
in the middle of nowhere, that's going to end up being kind of, but that's not the point of it. Like, there's
okay. I figured it had a more complex dimension to it.
So by now in the series, like, you still don't have all the answers yet. So I love that. Like, you don't know every single piece of the puzzle yet. There's still a lot. Okay. Like, you just learned actually about the cannibal part. Like, that didn't happen until, like, season 2, end of season sort of thing.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like they, and there's so much going on throughout the whole. Anyways, it's a great fucking show.
I respect that role.
If you like horror, you like supernatural, you like. Like
there's a supernatural.
Nature.
There's a supernatural.
There's a lot. Component. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of. There's like almost cultish elements to it. There's tribalism elements. There's a lot of like interesting pieces of the puzzle. It's interesting, yeah.
Okay, so it's like the Donner Party on crack. I see.
Yeah, but like the accidental, because they didn't ask to be put there. So
well,
they...
yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
And there's, there's this definite like moment where you're like, is this like pure hallucination, or is like nature actually having this weird effect on them, or are they witnessing these things? You know, so there's a lot of questions that are sort of left to you to answer.
Okay, well, that makes it kind of like dynamic and interesting. Maybe I'll like pursue like further into it. I'm really like digging like the Mayfair witches. And I know it's like my obsession with like New Orleans a little bit, like combined with like, you know, when you see a show and you're like, I've walked by that like fucking five times, you know, like I always like appreciate that in like some of these like shows that showcase cities that aren't like necessarily showcased every day. Like, have you ever watched Tremé like from HBO?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
So fucking good. I mean, I just started watching it. It's so fucking good. Like,
I didn't get through much of it, actually. Thank you. I always forget that HBO is an app. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like Max or whatever.
Right.
I always forget like to check there for content. And I'm like, it's just one of the ones
It's bundled into something or another that we have left.
Sure.
That gets canceled every 3 months. But you know, whatever.
Right. How many emails do we have to make to get a free subscription?
Exactly. I know I'm not. I finally got this thing because I let my like Spotify lapse for so long that they offered me it for $1. And I was like, $1? This is my lucky day. Joints for $1. Spotify's for $1. Fuck
Mom,
that.
We made it.
I'll buy toilet paper next week.
I've been offering to send you toilet paper for like 3 weeks. I can't with you. You're like, no, I want to buy it in person. Okay. So go squeeze your toilet paper yourself. Like you're squeezing a tomato or something. Fucking goofball. I have offered you to wipe your ass. I've offered literal friendship ass wiping. And you're like, nah, I'm too good for that kind. I gotta go squeeze it.
Just wipe it on a towel, whatever.
Yeah, fuck you. Use some fucking newspaper. I don't care. Oh,
Jesus.
You know what's so funny is I actually bought a. I was trying to be cheap the other day and I was like, I'll just buy this toilet paper. It looks fine.
No.
And then I got it and it was fucking awful. No. It was like worse than, you know, like how, you know, Scott paper towels.
Yeah.
I mean, toilet paper. It was worse than that somehow. It was thicker, but somehow worse. So I ended up being like, I'm not going to use that. That'll be emergency toilet paper and I need to rebuy. In my old age, I can't be wiping my ass with scratchy stuff. No way.
The college sells this version that it has every once in a while that I occasionally shoplift. And it's like, it's basically like using like tree bark. It's tree bark.
It was similar.
Tree bark. And like when I use the tree bark, obviously after like the second wipe, like I've got bloody tree bark ass, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'll shave my pussy. So it's already very sensitive. It's already very like, you know, and then I'll go film or I'll go live or whatever. So I'm already fucking it. So that's sensitivity. And then on top of it, I have to go wipe my pussy with fucking tree bark paper. It's a terrible combo.
I've decided I'm never going back.
Like
I used to love tree bark as a kid. Tree bark is fun.
Well, it didn't matter to me before, but like when you're filming nonstop for like 7 days, you gotta keep your pussy as like,
you don't want broken pussy. Broken pussy.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
Yeah, no, that's not good. Hey, no, but seriously, it's not good.
So
I was looking at that message. So this is funny. That message you sent about somebody like liking something about like the meth, that like seeing who's on meth comments in one of these porns.
Yes.
So like, and like this very like, So I didn't realize, you know, I'm, and again, I really wasn't trying to be offensive, but I saw this like twink, this like gay influencer twink thing person. Sorry.
Twink thing.
He posted this thing, like just kind of like about learning about methamphetamine use. And of course, like, we make some assumptions because, you know, this is a big thing in the 90s with like white dudes and like it became an epidemic. But because it's not like really solely around white dudes anymore, nobody talks about it like it's an epidemic, even though it's probably worse.
Right.
You know, and I saw like, you know, one of the things I realized, I was like, oh, you know, this is something everybody is always like talking about because like, you know, it's there and people don't want to talk about it being there. And I get that. But this twink did like this very like quick educational thing. And I was really impressed. And it sounded like he did it by like talking to people and like kind of getting like firsthand knowledge about it. And like one of the things I forgot and that I, you know, kind of like stuck out and is that he mentioned something about, you know, people being under the assumption that like, this is like a positive, like becomes like a positive social thing because, you know, the queers in the community in general, like aren't hanging around and being super social. And so these queer men like do meth and they end up creating these like little cliques, but like they're super unhealthy cliques. They're cliques that tend to end in disaster and are like, you know, like from all I've ever heard is meth is a liar. So whatever you think is happening is not. And I think that's the best way to like explain it. But just because after I mentioned this, I saw that thing. I was like, let me be a little bit more sensitive to like about it. I'm saying that with like tongue in cheek, but I'm saying it because it is like, I see a lot of like people that look like they're on meth doing like OnlyFans videos and doing all of these things, and they're definitely on meth. Every time I see colored lights in a homemade like queer male porn video, I'm like, they are on meth. I don't know what it is about house music and like blinking LED lights, which like I don't think they realize it makes their porn really hard to see. I get it, you're feeling yourself right now, but like you've recorded like a cacophony of like really distracting, impossible, like just incomprehensible porn. That's the way I would say it. So meth infused colored light blinking porn with really loud house music, that gets like 1.5 out of 5 screws for porn. Like, just don't do that. Please don't do it. Feel yourself in the moment. And again, no judgments. Know your relationship with whatever substance you're using. And if it's been like 5 years, you might want to like talk to yourself about it. So, you know.
I was just going to say, just advertise that as like, we didn't plan to make a video. We just took out the cameras. Cause like, if you're just marketing that as like, this is decent porn, like that's not, you know, that's not thought about. Right. You were just technically filming. So I would market that as, you know, like secret camera taken out during us fucking and we didn't know, but we decided it was hot, so we'll release it. Some shit like that. Like, that's what I would do with it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's like, this is not quality.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. It reminds me of when I see it, but it's just it's like if you were trying to like film a porn in the middle of a dark nightclub with like strobe light, like you would only see, you know, whatever scene happens as the brightest part of the lights like drift by or shine on your body, and then the rest of it is like broken pictures of like, you know, very art house, but you know, not super as cohesive as you think it is.
Yeah, so meth.
Yeah, so meth porn.
Okay. You know what's funny is I watched a video of me after like I had been on too much of a medicine that makes me feel like a weird way. And I had like symptom. I don't want to like give away too much because it's personal, but like I had like symptoms of it and I didn't realize it until I watched the video back and I had to like edit around it. It was really weird because I didn't realize it was happening at the time until I watched it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't meth, but it was like a similar kind of weird, like, oh, what am I, what's going on? You know?
Yeah. But I think that's kind of like a fair, like, And that's why I try not to be too judgy. I don't think people necessarily understand how they're coming off in some of these things or, like, with these substances.
Sure.
And, like, you know, and when I, like, you know, listen to this twink who is like, oh, I've never really, like, experienced it before. I wanted to say, you don't realize you've experienced it before, but you have.
Sure.
Like, you've, it's impossible not to stumble into, like, a hookup these days on somebody who is either, like, not being completely honest about, like, being on meth, but, like, and if you don't know, like, what that looks like, like, and, like, what I'm looking for in the videos, like, you know, for the level of effort that you're putting in to be a bright red glowy thing who's sweating out the, like, yeah, the lights are fucking hot, but they're not, like, 150 degrees hot. So, and, like, when he's got that extra foul mouth on,
in their head, they, you know, that they filmed the hottest porn on earth.
Yeah,
everything was totally synced up right. Totally. Everything was went smooth and fast and hot. And then you watch it back and it's like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, in
not to say that you can't have hot sex in those circumstances,
you can.
But I'm sure, like, in your head, you think it's way hotter than it looks, you know?
Well, and here's the,
I mean, that's always the case. The best sex, the sex that feels the best looks the worst on camera. Period. It does.
That's interesting.
Like, there'll be certain, like, weird, yeah, little, like, masturbation things I do, or weird, or, you know, something during sex that I do, and then it does not translate on camera. It does not look as hot as it feels, because it's just like, you know, like in theater, when you're on a stage, yeah, and acting, you have to make everything a little bit bigger so that the back of the audience can see you. So, like, those subtle things sometimes don't translate over into porn. So,
yeah,
like, I yeah, the porn, I mean, the sex that feels the best is always the worst on camera, in my opinion.
No, I think you're onto something like that. And you know, the funny thing is like, there's these scenes from, like, Queer as Folk, not the UK version, but the second remake, not the third version on Peacock, but the one in the middle. And there's a scene where one of the characters, Ted, like, you know, he, like, is getting really into, like, meth sex, right? Chem sex, whatever people are calling it, or, you know, and he feels like, oh, you know, there's a, like, so he sees a bunch of people gathered around the television, right? And they're watching this video, and, like, you know, they're hearing, like, oh, you know, it's sounding like it's, like, really hot. So the guys get, oh, so what are you guys watching? You know, it sounds really hot. And then he's horrified to see that it's him, like, pretty much, like, half passed out, getting, like, gang banged by everybody in the room. And, like, he doesn't remember it.
Oh, Lord. Wait, that's not very good.
No, it's not. And so, but, like, you know, it's like that over the top, you know, and certainly, sure, in my years in New York, I heard more than one tale of that. And obviously it's, you know, sad and disconcerting, and, like, that there is still, like, a lot of stuff that's really, like, playing up that this is the hottest sex you'll ever have and whatever. And, like, you know, I've been a kinkster pretty much my, like, entire adult life. So I'm always, like, really feel sad that, like, people can't, like, some people feel like they can't feel that unencumbered, shame-free, like, love of kinksterness without, like, some sort of, like, assistant, chemical assistant to let them let down their, like, whatever, you know? And everybody's having their own individual experience with that, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay to be kinky.
Yeah, it is. I heard that.
Well, you know, and it's okay, just, to be kinky. I mean, this is, like, the trajectory of it, you know? Like, we are always talking about, like, is the world becoming, like, less sexual and less intimate? Yes, on many different levels it is. Even if it is having, like, physical, in-person, like, sex, there's, like, unfortunately, like, some detachment going on. We got to rectify that. Rectify it.
Rectify it. Yeah, I find this weird thing where, like, I don't know, I haven't exactly been out dating for a long time or anything.
Stella gets her groove back for one or two sessions.
For 1 week,
and she's,
yeah,
like,
in my,
yeah,
experience. I just find that I end up, I don't know, I feel like people have lost the art of the kiss. And I think that that is something that I think we need to get back to. I think when people start like getting back to just the basics of, I feel like there's not enough making out. Like people need to make out more. Making out is hot. Yeah. It tells you what kind of lover the person's going to be. It's like, I don't know.
There's an intimacy gap going on.
People are not kissing the way that they used to.
No, it's true.
Yeah. And it starts with kissing is my point. Yeah. You know, like the intimacy gap. If you can't even do the kissing portion of this game right, what are we doing here? You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's more of that like detachment kind of stuff. And it is about intimacy. And you get it, right? Like we... somehow in our culture, we're not really good at helping people deal with like the letdowns of failed relationships or like, you know, or building the confidence to build intimate sexual interpersonal relationships with people. Like it's become something that I think everybody's like caution and like, you know, trying to put like, I don't know, almost like, you know, a protective layer between you and anybody. And I mean, I say that because, yeah, I do think kissing is intimate. I think it's mad intimate. I think, you know, there's all sorts of ways to be intimate. It's not the only way, but I do think that, you know, it has such a, it can like really solidify like an intimate connection with somebody even before you like have any other physical intimacy with them. And there's very few things that do that, you know, in my head. You know, you can like touch somebody's face or like hold their hand, and it's not quite like the intimacy of like sticking your tongue inside their mouth, you know.
Yeah, I like face touching. Don't touch my face, but I like to touch other people's faces.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a huge face toucher.
I don't think I know. What do you like about it?
It's so intimate. It's so intimate because this is just like these are the eyes. This is the mouth. This is the like jaw of the person I just looked at and spoke to. It's very intimate to me, you know. Intimacy to me is totally not penetration. It's like, sure, that is not intimacy to me at all. Sure. That is an act that is in a bigger picture of intimacy. Intimacy is like all those little acts in between the obvious acts. The penetration, let's just say in like a very like basic sense of the description, sex between say a man and a woman is, you know, penetration of this into that, right? Sure. Or sex, there's variations to it and all of that, and everybody understands what I'm trying to say, but I feel like that's just a given, right? Like genitalia play is a given. What is not a given is that you're going to look me straight into the eye and speak to me in a way where I'm like connected to you. I'm like on another playing field. You know, things that aren't a given. Are you kissing my neck? Are you brushing the hair out of my face as we're kissing? Are you touching my cheek just gently enough so that it almost tickles? Intimacy is giving me a back massage and you feel a knot and you like work it out. Intimacy is you had a really long day on your feet. Give me your fucking stinky tootsies. I'm gonna rub them until you feel good, and then I'm gonna draw you a bath and I'm gonna put you in Epsom salt and like that.
So I see your hit list here. Okay. Or wish list.
I'm just saying, like,
no.
Like, I don't know. Like, I really do like the kissing and the tension building and like the slowly running your hand up and down somebody's. Like yesterday, I had a very intimate connection with somebody, and we didn't do more than just kiss.
Yeah.
And like they ran their hand along my arm at one point, and like there was no pressure for anything to go anywhere. I didn't even think we would kiss, but like at one point he was touching my arm in a very, very tender way. And that alone, I was like, that's intimacy to me. Like, that's hot, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I always see it this way. Like, intimacy is physicality with intention. Whereas, like, there's just, you can have physicality without intimacy because it's like an act,
exactly,
like you were saying. It's like, it's an activity and it's physical. But, like, it's not intimate until somebody is really... whether it's penetration or face touching, like it's not an intimate act until somebody is like intentional about what they're doing with you and to you, right?
If it's just a step in the process, then it's not intimate. Even if it is what I would consider an intimate act. Yeah, I agree with that. And it's all about the intent behind it.
Exactly. Because I have certainly had plenty of people kiss me and it did not feel intimate. It felt physical. It felt like a rote, like going through the motions, like of this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. People need to learn how to like reconnect on the mouth level, and then that opens up the door on other levels. I'm not kidding. Like,
no. You're like, I hear you.
If you're just kissing to kiss, it's like, ugh. But if you're kissing to feel something, then you need to like explore what that actually is. You don't just like, okay, now I stick my tongue in your mouth. Like, no, like suck on their tongue, bite on their lip. Fucking breathe into their mouth and make them feel like you're like taking their air from them. Like, ugh, like that's hot. I don't know.
Damn.
Did I chub you up yet?
You chubbed me again. No, but like,
how many? Can we do a scorecard of you know how we have ratings on screws? Can we do a chubbed up score?
Chubbed up.
Like how wet my pussy is and how hard your dick is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But what is
how many chubs out of five?
The unit of measure. Shouldn't it be inches?
Yes. Okay. Sure. Yes. What's your chubbed up level?
Right now,
we're talking 7 to 8.
Do we just do a 10-inch scale that way? They don't need to know everything about. Wait, who hasn't seen my dick? Anyways, no, I'd say it's about like a 6 out of 7.
I mean, it's a big dick.
Yeah, I mean,
all right, 6 out of 7 chubs. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a jump up and high five you chub. That's cool.
It's like a smack against your belly when you like get it out of the weight, like the band of the underwear.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah, that's one belly of my smacker. Favorite. I will say, as a receiver of porn, especially jerk off videos, I love the smack. I love when y'all pull down your fucking boxer or gym shorts or whatever, and the elastic band was clearly holding onto the corona of your head, and you pull down the shorts or the pants or whatever, and it hops backwards and then forwards and slaps you in the belly button. I think that is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
So on your wetness scale, what is that on your wetness scale?
No, it's cute. It's not
It's like a puppy.
I think it's adorable. Well, I don't like to usually rate things on with dogs and, you know, I don't like to do like, I'm not a zoophile, but I will say it's just like, it's sexy, but it's cute. It's like, aw. Uh-huh. Like, you couldn't even control your little friend. He hit you. Also, the thud it makes, like, that's great ASMR. Listen, I want a compilation of all of my clients, customers, followers, and friends. I want a compilation of all of their dicks slapping against their bellies. I don't want any other piece of the video. I just want the 3 seconds of bloop, plop, and I want to hear the plop.
Well, you know, when my abdomen was heavily worked out, like the sound of the plop was different. And unfortunately, if you are a downward facing dick, you're not going to produce this plop.
Yeah.
You know, it is very specific to upward curvers. Like, I think.
But
somebody correct me.
And straight as well. Doesn't have to have a curve.
True. If it curves down, like it's never going to catch. Like. How's it going to catch that band?
I don't think I've ever seen a dick that curves down.
Oh, you need to watch more Eastern European porn.
Dick that curves down?
I feel like this is all the Czechoslovakian and Russian dicks. Like, downward
porn. But
pointing.
Wait, I watched, that's one of the, hold on, that's one of my top 10 porns is Czechoslovakian glory hole porn. So what do you... I guess I don't see their dicks though very well.
Czechoslovakian glory hole porn.
Yeah, they have all the girls. Okay, anytime I'm in a car of women, I always say, "What's your favorite porn?" And then I go, "I'll go first, Czechoslovakian," and then everybody in unison fills in glory hole porn. It's a genre. It's a type. And it's a fucking category, and it is done so well. And there's this basically fucking wood, you know, like wood paneled building. A woman takes the money at the front and the guys go in, and then they either get blown, they get to put their dick in a pussy, or what's the other one?
Wait.
I think it's just those two.
So, okay, so let me get this straight. There's a car full of women. You all shout out Czechoslovakian glory hole porn at the same time. Is this followed by a rendition of Hold On by Wilson Phillips? Because, like, this is just, like I'm fucking real to me.
I'm just saying it's one of the most commonly enjoyed by women that okay. I've spoken to porns.
I love this.
And so I was saying Czechoslovakian glory hole porn, because you were saying, is this a genre? And I was explaining to you the magnitude of the genre.
Czechoslovakia isn't even a country anymore, I don't think. Isn't it
don't question things. I know what to search for. Okay. Do you think I think about that? Do you think I think about the political ramifications of what I'm clicking on? I click and I enjoy.
Beautiful. Click and enjoy.
Porn is political, but my pussy needs to come. So Czechoslovakian glory. Why I like that porn is because it'll be a row of dudes. Sometimes a woman will show up, but it'll be a row of dudes waiting to fuck the same chick, and they each dump their load inside of her, and the next one goes right up and shoves his dick right in. And as if you've been a listener of this fucking podcast for however long, you know that that's my favorite thing on earth, is one after the next dump, like come dump situation, and then like the last guy, that's where I come the hardest. Watching some dude be turned on by like eight loads inside of a pussy is the hottest thing in the world, yeah, in my opinion. So if you are the last guy in line, hit me up, because that is where my love language is.
I watched my first compilation, I've seen like clips of it, but my first compilation of like not compilation like the gangbang cream pie thing, where the scene was like the like sixth or seventh person like going to town, and like the person bottoming was ready, like they're ready to come, like they were gonna be allowed to come, like once this last one. So like this guy starts going to town, and like literally the cum is splashing up towards the camera. Like I've never seen it.
God.
So like he had so much jizz and it literally going everywhere. And of course they're smart, they do it on black sheets.
He just had his pee spot pounded for like hours.
Yeah, and I was like, and you know, I always struggle with this.
I'm super interrupty right now. I'm so sorry. Did you know that you can get like a shot or something that makes you cum more?
What?
Which I didn't know. Somebody told me that they were going to do that when they film with me. You can get like a shot or something.
What? Like B12? Like what?
I have no clue, but go back to what you were saying though.
We're going to come back to that. I already cum too much. So I'm one of those people that like, it's super convenient if you want to take my load, because like it takes too long to clean up. So, you know, I'm happy to like supply, like, cause the volume you have long hair, it's in your hair. It's everywhere. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So my right. Oh, right. So yeah, it's splashing everywhere. They used a black sheet, right? So you can see the like filth of Jesus. How much it's really like the splash zone is like huge. Like the other guys who whose loads it is that are splashing out are like taking like a step back away from the bed at this point, because it's just, I mean, I've never, like, you see people do it, but I've never seen like splash zone
that abundant. That's me after the last guy winds up, like that's me. Only I do not squirt, and I have somebody that promised me that they will make me squirt and will spend a weekend trying to do it. So okay. I'm very intrigued to see if he can actually accomplish this. I was like, you know, I normally would be like, all right, Mr. fucking cool guy thinks he knows my body better than I do.
Sure.
But he said that he has helped women squirt before. So I do trust that it's like, there's no need to brag about that, because like my pussy gets wet anyways. It's not like you're not going to know you did a good job. Right. So I was like, what does he gain from like lying about his confidence in it? You know? So we'll see. I don't know. I've never done it. I think I maybe almost did it once. Back when I was like 21.
Well, you need to report
back when I first met you.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, you need to report back on this.
Oh, of course. 100%.
Yeah, I mean,
trust me, the first time I squirt, everybody's going to goddamn know about it. I'm going to be running around the fucking world screaming, I squirt finally, you know?
I mean, these are where the moments where I say, damn, those porn stars, whether you're amateur or professional or whatever you call it, like, you're impressive. Because I have taken a couple loads before, and I will tell you, by like the second or third, I got a big issue with like, cum is like starting to burn my asshole because there's too much and there's too much rubbing going on, and like it all looks hot on tape, but like I can't imagine getting banged out by eight people. Like the rawness
of
my
whole. That's
the thing,
is the hottest things on tape are the worst feeling, right?
Exactly. Oh, like, yeah. Oh my God. It's so true.
Yeah, it goes opposite ways. It's like the things that feel the best don't even look good, and the things that feel the worst look hot as fuck. But that's why it's hot as fuck, because not everybody can pull it off and can do it. Also, to be fair, your asshole having friction in it for eight dudes in a row is insanity.
No, for sure.
Versus elastic
for
pussy.
Sure. Yeah.
Now,
no,
listen,
sure.
Your pussy does close up over time after you. Usage. Like the other day, I took my dildo out during my live, and I had fucked it so hard for so long that I couldn't get it back in. Like it closed up, but it could be reopened with a little play, if you will. Asshole's blown out. There's no, you know. So I have a lot of sympathy for people that do butt sex in porn. But don't. I could never do it on that level.
Yeah, no. I mean, I could just never get fucked that long, period. I mean, like, and look, most of the time, I consider myself fairly in shape over the years. I get a lot of exercise. I walk a lot, blah, blah, blah. But holding, like, face down, ass up for, like, more than, like, an hour or two, fuck you. Like,
oh, God.
Your body is not meant, and like, cause you know, for the most part, most of the people that are topping have like an unreasonable expectation of how your body should bend while they fuck you.
Yeah. We've talked about that before, where they put you in all these contortions.
And
fucking,
that, and I get it. The aesthetic of like, and I have a long torso, so I'm not going to doubt that my back don't look nice all sloped down into my neck.
Of course, yeah.
You know, and I love it, too, when they're like, it's been like an hour, and they're like, are you sure you don't want a pillow yet? I'm like, fine, like, but like, how much longer are we going here? Because you putting a pillow is not gonna like help the fact that my back has still been bent in this direction. Like, all it's going to do is like, help keep me up longer, you know? It's crazy.
That's why, listen, they have a lot of these like sex devices that I think people are like embarrassed to use. And please just don't be. Yeah. Like, buy yourself the little triangle to prop yourself up on so that you can do doggy for longer if you want. Yeah. If you find yourself, listen, like, sex in and of itself, or I should say sex expectations, can be ableist. If you have things that you need to like protect, or you don't have full range of motion in, or whatever, like you're allowed to use quote unquote like cheats, if you will.
Right.
I have this thing called like this, what is it called? Like this hip, it's like a strap that goes around my lower belly, and the person fucking me from behind can get like a better grip without slamming into my fucking chichis on the side. And they, you know, like they basically hold on to the straps and allows me to kind of put like take a little weight off of like my hands, so then I can move my body in a different way.
Yeah.
So I'm not like cranking my back while all, you know, anyways, my point is don't be afraid to go explore these different options in like the sex toy category, because there are ways that you can have more comfortable sex, and don't be afraid to advocate for that.
Yeah.
You know, don't be embarrassed because your lower back hurts if you do it in that position for too long. Just say, hey, can I put a pillow under my back? I want to be able to take this longer.
The thing is I love a lot of this stuff. My issue is they still don't make a lot of stuff that lets you like access your cock while you're getting fucked. There's tons of stuff to help support you, but like as soon as you start putting like the horsey under you or whatever the fuck that thing is called, and then like the different pillows, like I can no longer access my cog. Right.
That's an invention that we need
It's also like prioritizing, like, you know, when you, like, if you're topping or if you're bottoming, it's about like, well, what do I want this experience? And sometimes like I actually enjoy like the reality of like, if I'm bottoming, I'm bottoming. Like, I want to enjoy that, and I want to think about that. And honestly, I think in my past, when I was certainly, like, you know, more virile in the sense that, like, anything would make my dick come, like, it was easier if I just, like, got fucked and tried to enjoy getting fucked, and then, like, I was more likely to come without touching myself just from, like, the prostate stimulation.
Right, right.
You know, it's not a unicorn. It is possible. I know there are a lot of dudes that, like, they go to bottom and they think, like, this is going to either be something, and then they start bottoming and they realize, like, it's not really, like, super common. But it can happen.
It can. It is possible.
Foreplay is super important. And, like, ass play sessions are super. I mean, that's the thing. Like, everything is always reduced to like a quick penetrative act. Come on. There's all sorts of foreplay scenarios that actually make it, by the time you get to like penetration or ejaculation, oh my God, it makes it so much better.
Like, there's nothing better than getting my back rubbed and literally being on like the brink of coming anyways, and then my ass is already there, I'm fully fucking wet, slide yourself inside of me, whether it's your cock, whether it's your strap on, whether it's your fingers, whether it's your mouth, whether it's your fucking elbow, I'll take it all. Because at that point, like, my back always hurts, so I don't think you understand, like, when someone touches my back, like, that's why I don't get massages, because I'll be straight up moaning by accident. Yeah, like, when someone touches my back, I fucking melt.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, that alone, oh my God.
Mm.
Yeah, foreplay forever. I used to just be like, just fuck me. That's hot, dude, once in a while, but, like, I'm a big foreplay girly now.
Yeah, 2025 is gonna be all about the foreplay in my head, you know? Yeah, this episode has given me like 7 out of 7 chubs for sure. Like,
yeah, 7 out of 7 chubs.
I mean, it's tough. Like,
yeah, I'd say I'm at like a 2 out of 7. Why is it out of 7? Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll correlate it to wetness. So I'm a 2 out of 7 slips on the floor.
Like milliliters?
Just like two banana peel slips on the floor, but the banana peels might come, you know?
I got it. That's
this is beautiful. My pussy's a Mario Kart raceway, and we're on Rainbow Road, bitch. And with that, we are the Screw. We love you so much. Follow us online and retweet our shit, bitches. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for coming.
Have a good Valentine's Day.